So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Avu b'nai shiros achidish yelchum. A father and son who together observe the new moon should travel together to the Beis Din Yerushalayim to testify. Lo yishem itztarfen zemzeh, ela shem yipasel echmen yitztarf hasheni amachar. Not that they would be accepted together as witnesses, since relatives are not valid witnesses. However, perhaps one of the two will be rendered invalid, and the second one could join with another person who came to testify as the second witness. Shimon disagrees and holds that specifically for Eidus HaChodesh, relatives are permitted to testify together. The Gemara explains that he derives this from the pasuk in Parashat Bo regarding Kiddush HaChodesh, which states, V'yemar Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron pe'eretz Mitzrayim lemer, HaChodesh hazeh lochem, meaning to say, Eidus zu take share b'chem. This Eidus would be kosher with the testimony of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, even though they're brothers. Rabbanan, the Chachamim, on the other hand, interpret the pasuk as saying, Eidus zu tehei mesur lachem. The process of Eidus HaChodesh should be handled by the Gedolei HaDor of each generation, similar to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen in their generation. We proceed with the next Mishnah. Elu hina psulim. The following are examples of invalid witnesses. Hamasachik bekuvia. One who engages in games of gambling. Umalvi beribis, those who lend out money with interest. Umafrichi yainim, those who operate other types of sporting events for the purpose of gambling. Dusechri shvius, those who do business with Shemitah produce. All of these are pasul m'derabanan, as Rashi explains. Ulefi shenech shedu kol eilu lavar al das machmas mamon. So chashdim liyas meidim shekal de mamon v'sheichet. They all exhibit chemdas hamamon, as they are involved in activities which indicate their willingness to engage in questionable practices for the sake of money. Therefore, the chachamim were concerned that these types of people would easily accept bribes to testify before Beis Din, even if they did not actually see the new moon, as we'll soon see on the next Amud. The Mishnah adds, Avadim, slaves, as Rashi explains, Psuli deraisehu, kavuchamim isha, they're possible deraiseh to testify in any case. The Mishnah summarizes, Zehaklal kol edus she'ina isha ksherela, af hein in ksherela. In cases where a woman's testimony is not acceptable, such as capital offenses or money matters, so too are the above-mentioned people disqualified. However, the Gemara adds, Ha'isha k'sherela, afhen k'sherela. In cases where a woman's testimony is acceptable, such as to testify about a man whose fate is unknown in order to permit his wife to marry, and testimony about an isha saita who sinned after being warned in order to forbid her to her husband, so too the above-mentioned people would be qualified to testify in such cases as well. As the Gemara concludes, Zoysimeres, Gazlan, the Devraim, Ksherin le'edus Isha. We continue with the final Mishnah of this parak. Misha ro'asa chaydish ve'inu yochal ha'alach, melichim oisei al-chamar afila b'mita. One who saw the moon, but is too weak or infirm to travel, we use all means at our disposal in order to transport him to the Beis Din in order to testify. Ve'im tzayde lehem, loichim yodim maklis. If the roads are dangerous, with thieves, one should take sticks and other weapons. And if it's a long journey, provision should be taken along. For up to a night and day of travel, one should go up to Yerushalayim even on Shabbos to testify about the new moon. As the Pasuk teaches, from which we learn, all efforts should be made to proclaim the new Chodesh at the proper time, and it supersedes even Shabbos. However, if the trip is longer than that, the testimony will no longer be needed, because on the 31st day, with no witnesses coming forth, the Beis Din would anyway proclaim the new month, resulting in the previous month being a Chodesh Mali. Hanu l'char bar Rosh Hashanim. With this, we Baruch Hashem conclude the first parak of bar Rosh Hashanim, and now Be'ez Hashem begin the second parak of Masechta Rosh Hashanah im Ein Makir. The second parak begins by continuing the topic of Eidus HaChodesh, which we had begun discussing at the end of the last parak. Zak the Mishnah, im ein makir noisa mishalchin imoy achar lehi'idoy. If the witnesses are not known to Beis Din in Yerushalayim, the local Beis Din should send along others to vouch for these witnesses before the Beis Din in Yerushalayim. The Gemara explains that the local Beis Din must send at least another pair of witnesses to vouch for these witnesses, as one witness is not accepted to give testimony in Beis Din. The Mishnah continues and explains that b'rishayin nohi mekabon eidus achidish mekal adam. Originally, Beis Din would accept testimony from anyone. However, Mishra Kilkalo HaBeisusim, when the Tzedukim Beisusim, who mocked the words of the Chacham, began trying to trick the Beis Din to have them set the dates of the Yom Tovim according to their own calculations, Hiskinu Shalayim Mekabon Elim Ben HaMakirin. Bezdin instituted that they would only receive testimony about the new moon from people they knew and trusted. The Gemara had explained that a local Bezdin must send at least a pair of character witnesses for those testifying about the new moon, as one witness is not accepted as valid testimony. The Gemara clarifies that this is only regarding testimony. However, if even one person would come forth to tell people that Bezdin was already Mekadesh the month on a certain date, he should be believed, because people do not lie regarding a matter which would eventually come to light, as in our case of Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara relates how the Bais Susan tried to trick the Chacham. Pamachas bikshu Bais Susan lahatis es Chacham. Sachu shnei b'nei adam medal meizuz, echad mishalanu v'echad mishalhem. They hired two witnesses with bribes of 200 zuz each to go and give false testimony about seeing the new moon. However, one of them was a loyal Jew, who purposely took on the job in order to inform the Chacham of the doing of the Bais Susan. He came to Bezdin to inform them and showed them the 200 zuzim that he received. The Chacham told them, you can keep the money that you were given, and we will deal with those who hired you. After that incident, the Chacham no longer accepted testimony about the new moon from anyone who Bezdin did not recognize as a faithful Jew, who followed the words of the Chacham. Zok the Mishnah. Originally, Bezdin would use a process of torches, which would be lit up at night, in order to inform those distant from Yerushalayim and to the Bnei HaGoyel about the new month. However, since the Kusim would set up their own torches in order to mislead the Yidden, the Chacham instituted to rather have messengers sent out to the faraway cities and to the diaspora to inform them about the new month. When the torch system was in place, the Mishnah explains that one would wave a torch on one mountain, until he saw a torch similarly lit up on the next mountain, and so on, until the entire country and beyond into the diaspora was lit up in an amazing display of torches from one mountain to the next.